Well, as well as observing and collecting specimens from across the globe, tracking animals as they move around the oceans has also played a major part in the census, as Pat Halpin from Duke University explains.
Tracking is incredibly important because we're trying to find where the animals actually use the habitat. So if you just went to someone's house but you didn't ask them where they went during the day, you would just know their address. And what we're trying to find out is, where do the animals actually go? And some of the animals in the oceans traverse the entire ocean. We had a whale that we tagged in Antarctica in 2009, and it showed up in American Samoa. And so you start to find out where the animals actually move in the oceans and what part of the oceans do they use. So finding out just where, you know, one point, when you locate an animal in the ocean one time, you may get just, you know, 1% of their actual habitat.
So I guess that's kind of, it's just a snapshot of their entire life and how they live. And I suppose it gives you a clue as to the ecology and their interactions with other species and other organisms and other habitats.
Correct. I mean, you get a snapshot. It might be just one moment in their life. It might be just representing one week in their life. And we really need to explain, you know, why do they move different places? What are the most important places? I do a lot of work trying to translate the science into policy, and we need to know, you know, what is the management regime we need to have to actually manage these animals? And having a snapshot just doesn't do that.
And so how can the tracking help to inform the conservation of these animals?
And when we're tracking animals, we find out not just where they are, but what they're doing. So we find out, are they feeding in one place? Are they migrating to another place to spawn? And so we know why it's important. And so we might find out that the spawning areas are incredibly important to protect. And other places that are migratory corridor, we might have a different perspective on how to manage those places.
So I guess it's a little bit like having the corridors between various areas of biodiversity, like in a rainforest. So you have two areas that are protected, but you need a corridor between them that's also protected in order for them, the species, to migrate between them. Otherwise, you're going to end up with isolated populations and endanger those species.
Exactly. What we need to be able to do is define why they're using different habitats and then explain the corridors and connections between them. We actually use a lot of network analysis to be able to understand what's the connections. Exactly the same kind of analysis people use for social networks, for transportation networks, to try to find out what are the important connections. So it's the exact same thing with marine species.
So using both satellite and acoustic tracking showed that ocean ecosystems are much more interconnected than we previously thought.
I mean, it was interesting what Pat was saying about how if you just look at species in one place, you don't necessarily get a complete view of their ecology and how they behave and where they go and everything. So tracking has, it's been a really important part of the survey.